I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. A local community college is going for the gold. A 5-member culinary team from AB Tech won its 10th regional title and is now competing for the national honor. I joined them in the kitchen for their final practice run. A symphony of culinary sounds echo through the laboratory kitchen on the AB Tech campus in Asheville. 5 recently graduated student chefs are working around a big table, moving with precision, stepping in and out to tend a stove or grab an ingredient.
It is often referred to as the dance in the kitchen, where everybody is moving in sync.
That's chef instructor Bronwyn McCormick, who's watching closely because this dance is the final practice before the team competes in what's been dubbed the Culinary Final Four, the American Culinary Federation National Competition.
We've been to the national championships 10 times, which is more than any other school.
That's chef instructor Chris Boer. It's been 10 years since AB Tech took home the gold, so the pressure is on.
They have to cook a 4-course meal, 4 portions each. So they're starting with a fish appetizer, then they have a salad, entree, and dessert.
30 minutes.
And just about an hour to get it on the table.
Unlike what you see on TV, when the timer goes off, you don't have to walk away. You get points deducted.
I love it. You know, your adrenaline's going.
That adrenaline junkie is Emma Weber, who's working sauté and the entree, a squab and mushroom dish.
You get so wrapped into it. It's crazy. I've never done anything like this, and I love it.
Next on the line is Habiba Smallen, who's tackling a fish appetizer. And I hear you guys yelling the time every so often. I'd hear 10.
Jess, the captain, calls out the time, and we all have to respond just to show that we're all on the same track, we know what's going on.
20 minutes.
Keeping time is just one of team captain Jessica Olin's many jobs. What's going on in your mind when you're in the zone?
Looking at everybody, making sure that they're on track, looking at the stove, making sure that nothing's burning. I'm like just like their like second pair of eyes.
I like that shape, Emily.
Emily Welch is working on dessert, a baked cheesecake with too many delicious ingredients to list. What's the most challenging part of your dish?
Time. Getting everything timed perfectly because, you know, for the glaze, it has to be a certain temperature, and then your cheesecake has to be a certain temperature.
Rounding out the team is Nina Patterson, who's working on a fried green tomato salad and does all the dicing and chopping for the team. What's it like handling knives when you're competing?
I get a bit worried that I'm going to cut myself, but I know if I stay calm that it's less likely to happen, so I try to keep myself calm and focused.
As the kitchen clock counted down, the team prepared to plate right on time. They'll do it all over again for real on Tuesday. For BPR News, I'm Helen Chickering.